You know what we do about this time of the day? Wrapping up the show. I am officially your Groovener. No, I cannot be the governor. You know that. I'd mess that up, and no one would vote for me. But I am in charge of the groove. I don't make the groove. The groove happens. It happens itself. But I point it out. And so, this one comes to us from Grand Rapids. A groovy news correspondent known as my brother-in-law sent this over.
Groovy.
I'm working on getting some groovy news t-shirts and maybe bumper stickers where you could be a correspondent. But anyway, all right. You ever do a repair at your house? Maybe a little remodeling job and then something groovy happens? This is in Grand Rapids, a repair project led to a surprising discovery, a time capsule dating back to more than 100 years. Jesse Leach hired a crew for some repair work because the heater failed in his house in GR. Workers had to cut through the bathroom ceiling, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, there's a box here. What? And there's a whole stash of stuff in the ceiling of the bathroom. Quote now, he says, just basically they were cutting into the ceiling above the bathroom. Oh, he says, it was not in a box. It was just all this stuff just sitting there in a pile. Oh, well, that's not a time capsule. That's just garbage. There's 12 items in the ceiling. Makes you wonder what's up in there. If you have an older home, especially, what's behind that wall? What's up in the ceiling? Ooh. 12 items found inside the ceiling include a handwritten note with a drawing, a tiny cast iron pan. This is odd. A small percussion instrument, a marble, couple of dominoes, a picture of Jesus in the Sacred Heart. Those who understand, if Catholics will know this, the Sacred Heart of Jesus picture. They found that. And newspaper clippings from 1915. Jesse says, I knew this place was built in 1910. And so it's just a really old structure and made me think about, obviously, some kid living here thought this stuff was important to stick up in there around for the next guy. But how did he get up in there? Huh. Was it through the attic? Oh, maybe through the attic. So demolition crews tearing down... this was another time capsule story. They were tearing down the Richmond Mall in South Carolina, and they found a time capsule last month. So these things are buried all over, and sometimes we lose track of them. But the one in GR, that wasn't necessarily a time capsule. That's just somebody just stuck some junk up there. Do you want to bury one? I kind of want to... I mean, we do that. I kind of want to do that. When my mother passed away, we found all kinds of stuff in the basement that a lot of it was from when we were kids. My sister and I, she saved everything. And she wasn't a hoarder or anything. They were just like shoeboxes of old letters, report cards, which were an embarrassment, and all of that. If we just throw history away, you can't do that. But I love finding old stuff like that. We found when we put in, the house I grew up in, my dad was real handy, tore out the stairs and built like a bookcase stairway by hand himself. But when we pull the stairs out, get this, an old 78 RPM record fell out of the wall, and it was in I still have it here somewhere in a Ziploc bag. It was in a cardboard cover fold-out thing that was Santa Claus. And it was, some of it was in German. It was St. Nicholas and the Wonder Kids. And it was this, it had to be from the turn of the 1900s. And I've looked online. I cannot find it anywhere, but I'm sure it must be worth something. Isn't that weird? And you wonder, what's the story behind this stuff? Like this guy in GR. All this stuff in the ceiling had to be a kid. Somebody had to put it up there. Marbles and pictures and stuff. They don't just find their way into a ceiling. The record we found in our wall when I was growing up, I could see that falling down someplace and getting in back in there. I don't know. 1320 WILS. Well, the whole darn mess, and just to pull that up there, if you're doing any remodeling or repair or anything, look for it. You might find something of value there. And to me, that just whole story is flat out
groovy news
coming up on 9 o'clock. Listen, that's going to do it for me and you. I'm Mike Austin. Thanks for listening and tuning in this morning. Hopefully, we've given you some thought, some information, some stuff, either a chuckle or something you want to follow up on. And here we are for you all day. Stay with us, too, for updates on the weather. If it gets real weird, we'll bust in. And there is that. And do come back tomorrow for another round of your morning wake-up. 1320 WILS. Remember, you can stream also at 1320WILS.com. There's podcasts over there and all of that. But really, seriously, you and me tomorrow, between now and that time, if it all comes crashing down, my hope is it doesn't land on you. Have a marvelous day. Mike Austin here, 1320 WILS. See you tomorrow.